Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Chaf Aleph. It will be a relatively short Daf. The Omid Aleph and the Omid Bey is a really little Gemara in Rashi. Most of the rest of the Daf is taken up by these very large Tosos that are not pertinent and germane directly to the understanding, simple understanding of Gemara and Rashi. So we're probably not going to go into them in too much. So it'll be a relatively short Daf. In any event, it gives you time to chazer. So we begin. We had read the Mishnah yesterday, which we had 10 or 11. We'll see that machlokas today. Statements that we had made. The simple reading of it is that there are 11. We'll see that there is an opinion that's brought down by Ravi Law that, in fact, the two of the 11 are exactly the same. Number one and number six, actually, that we learned yesterday are really one and the same. So according to this opinion, there will only be 10. According to the opinion of Rava, there will be the 11 that we had said, and that's what we're going to really be discussing today. So we're not going to read through the 11 from the Mishnah from yesterday. We'll just start with the Gemara, second line, Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph, and as we go through each one, we'll see what they are. So we started off, the first one was Bakodesh, my time alone. What is this referring to? So the first case that the Mishnah had listed was that you're not allowed to go and be tovel one vessel when it's inside another vessel. So if you have a cup within a cup or a container within a container, you're not allowed to be tovel in that situation, but only for kachim and not for truma. Now, Bakodesh, my time alone. Why can't you do this for Kodesh? What's wrong with it? Obviously, if the water cannot get through at all, then you couldn't be tovel anything. Chulin, Meiser, anything. You wouldn't be allowed to be tovel something if you're going to have a chatzitza, a clear-cut interposition, not allowing the water to get in between the two. So obviously the water can get in between the two. So it's a stringency that we're adding on over here, but we're only adding on for Kodesh and not for Truma. In tomorrow's share, we'll discuss why it wasn't added on for Truma as well. But for now, we state that it was just added on for Kodesh. When you're having a utensil that's going to be used for Kodesh, so we have this additional stringency that the rabbis instituted that if you're going to be tovelling it, you can't tovel it within another kli. So the first reasoning is, Amar Rabbi La, Mipnei Shekvedo Shel Kli, because the weight of the kli, as you put it into the mikvah, it fills up with water, it's going to press down and go chotzeitz onto the other kli underneath it and make a chatzitza. So that's why you have one kli within another kli, the weight of the water is going to press it down and while technically the water can still get through, so it's not a raisa chatzitza, but we're concerned over here on a derabbanan level that it should be a chatzitza. As Rashi says, kvedo shukli apnimi, hamachbir alachitza, the water that's filling up inside the inner kli is going to press it down and push it against the outer kli that it's in, and therefore the water will have somewhat of a chatzitza. As Rashi says, it's chotzeitz bifnei hamayim, vein tefila ola lo lezeh v'lo lezeh. It won't be good for the inner one, it won't be good for the outer one. And in tomorrow's shiach of Beis Amud Aleph, l'kamen, Rashi says, paruch I helchi, if this is true, afilu trumanami, then you should be concerned about it for truma. We'll wait till we get there to discuss that in more detail. So according to Rabbi Law, the reason for the first case in the Mishnah, the kli within the kli, that you can't be told of them is because of the concern of chatzitza. So the Gemara says, v'nei shekvedo shel kli chotzeitz, that's the reasoning. The Gemara says, wait a second, if you look at number six, Bami de Seifa, the sixth one that we mentioned yesterday was also Nishul Chatzitza. What was the sixth one? This was the case of some sort of a garment that had knots in it and ties in it, and you had to undo the ties, dry them off, only then immerse it in the mikveh, and then you could do the retying. That's for Kodesh. For Truman, we said, nah, no problem. The water can get in, and you don't have to have that stringency of untying it and drying it off. You can just immerse it, the water will get in. Now, isn't that also Nishul Chatzitza? That's what the Gemara asks. So if the first case is Mishum Chatzitza, then why do we need another case, the sixth case? And if the sixth case is Mishum Chatzitza, why do we need the first case? That's what the Gemara asked now. Well, I mean, to say, for case number six that I just mentioned with the garment that has the ties in it that you have to untie, Mishum Chatzitza, isn't that reason because of Chatzitza? So Reisha La Mishum Chatzitza, then the Reisha shouldn't be duplicating it, it shouldn't be because of Chatzitza. Now, the Ketani Seifa, it said in the Seifa, below Chamidas HaKodesh, Midas HaTruma, we had said for case number six, that by Kodesh we're stricter than we are by Truma. Sheba Kodesh Matir, you have to untie it, umangiv, and you have to go and dry it off, and only then, umatbil, can you immerse it, and then afterwards, rachakach, if you take it out of the mikvah, you'll have to go and retie it again. By Truma, however, we said you don't have to do the first two steps. You don't have to go and untie it, you don't have to dry it off, but Truma, just kosher, you can even tie it, rachakach matbil, and then go put it in the mikvah, the water can get in. So the water can get in. By Truma, we're not concerned about the possibility the water may not get in. By Kodesh, we are. So this case is clearly because of a chatzitza, as Rashi says over here. The choshev is safe. I have a time mishum chatzitza. So therefore, Reisha must be la mishum chatzitza. That's the Gemara's question, and the Gemara answers no. That's not the case. Reisha v'seifa mishum chatzitza. In fact, both of them are a concern of chatzitza. Both case number one and case number six from the Mishnah. Therefore, they're really the same case, and that's why this opinion of Rabbi Law is that there are only 10 cases in the Mishnah, because 1 and 6 are really the same. chatzitza. Now, why do you need both of them then? That's still a good question. You're teaching me chatzitza, I could learn it either from case one or from case six. Why do I need both? So the Gemara says, tricha. Rav Eloi would say that you need both. Why is that? Because the Yashmi narration, if you only told me the first case with the vessel inside another vessel, kli b'to kli, you know what I would have said? Hav, I mean, hainu time, and the reasoning is, de la kodesh lo, but for truma, yes, that by kodesh we don't allow, kodesh we don't allow you to do this, but by truma we allow you to do this, because mishum kvedo sho kli, because of the heaviness of the inner kli, as the water fills it up, it's going to press down and go and not have space in between the inner kli and the outer kli, and that's going to be a chatzitza, the ika. In that situation, there is definitely, one would say, a chatzitza. However, case six, with the garment that you have to untie and dry off and then tie after you immerse it, so I would have said, I will say for the leka kvedo shel kli. There's no heaviness over there. It's not that the knot is pressing down against the other part of the garment. I would have said, no, there's no kvedo shel kli there, and maybe there for ema, not kodesh tamilu ebi chatzitza. The water will get in, and even by kodesh, I would say that there is no chatzitza. Just like by truma, there's no concern of a chatzitza. So I might have said that by kodesh, there's also no concern of a chatzitza. And therefore, that's why you need case number six. No, so just tell me case number six. Yashmin the safe, if I only had case number six, you know what I would have said? Hav, I mean, hainu taima. The reasoning is, the lakodesh lo, but for truma, yes, is because Mishom, return to Chafala from a base, the kitra, now the gears that we have, is b'maya ahaduke mehadak. So first we'll explain it this way, is that the knot is a chatzitza. It's going to compress the other part of the knot, and therefore there'll be a chatzitza. The kitra, the knot, in the water, is tightened. The water will tighten it. Aduki mehedak, and that will be a chatzitza. The Bach over here deletes the words maya, and he says, no, it's just the fact that it's a knot. That's what makes it tight. It's not the water itself. Either way, the bottom line is, case number six would definitely be a chatzitza. However, case number one would not be a chatzitza. Avol reisha, the kli b'tol kli. You know what I would have said? The water keeps it afloat. Not that the water presses it down. The maya will allow it to float. Akfuye makfule, that the water that's in between the kli that's on the inside and the kli that's the outside, so that space in there will be filled with water, and that will keep them apart, and there won't be a chatzitza. Lo havi chatzitza, and therefore I would have said that that case is allowed for kachim. Bottom line is, tzricha, we need both case one and case six. So reality, both of them teach us the din of chatzitza. That's why there really only are 10 cases. And Rabbi Law l'tameh. Rabbi Eloi goes in accord with his reasoning. The Amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rabbi Chinina bar Papa. The Rabbi Eloi said in the name of Chinina bar Papa that there are eser milos shanukan. There only are 10 things listed in the Mishnah, not 11 like we had read simply, because 1 and 6 are the same. Now, what's the difference? Chamesh Rishonos, the first 5, that's really 1 through 6, but we're counting 6 as 1, so it's really only called 5 over here. So of the first 6 that are listed in the Mishnah, it's really 5 cases. All of these apply that we're strict over here, whether you're dealing with real Kodesh, Bein Kodesh, or whether you're dealing with Bein L'chulin, the Shanasu al Taras HaKodesh, the Chulin that was being cared for and taken care of as if it was Kodesh. So here in the first 5/6 cases that were mentioned in the Mishnah, again, 1 and 6 are the same, so we'll call it 5 according to Rabbi Law. Those 5 cases, the stringency that the Mishnah drops for Kodesh is applicable not only for real Kodesh, but it's also for Chulin Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh. As opposed to Achronos, the last 5, which would be really number 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, the last 5 cases that we listed in the Mishnah, Achronos, are only applicable to Kodesh, only for real Kodesh, but they wouldn't apply Avalolu Chulin Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh, but they wouldn't apply to Chulin that was done Altaras HaKodesh. There the rabbis didn't institute this additional stringency by Kodesh for Chulin Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh. And the obvious question is, why not? My timer. What's the difference between the, quote, first 5/6 versus the last 5? Why does the stringency apply to both Kodesh and Chulin Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh for the first 5, and it doesn't apply for the last 5 except to Kodesh, but not to Chulin Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh? So the Gemara says the easy, simple answer. My time and reasoning is, Chamesh Kamaisa de Islahu Durora de Tumma Medaraisa Gazru B'hu Rabbanon. The first 5, again, /6 cases that I mentioned, 1 and 6 again being Chatzitza, those first 5 categories, there's a chashash over here, a drora de tuma de araisa. It could be dragged in, it could be pulled in, a din de araisa. And therefore, under those circumstances, when you could be over in issa de araisa, potentially, gozer b'rabban. The rabbi said, we're going to be gozer over here, whether it's kodesh or even if it's chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. Therefore, gozer b'rabban. Now, what are the drora de araisa over here? So you look in the Rashi, drora de tuma de araisa, and he goes through those 5/6 cases. And he writes, chashash tuma de araisa, the first one, which was the Klebisoch Kli, If there's a real chatzitza there, then that's a real din daraisa, if it's a real chatzitza. So therefore, there's the potential for this being a real din daraisa. So therefore, gazru b'hu rabbanim for both kodesh and chulish and aswat haras kodesh. And that's the pattern that we're going to have for all the others as well. Achorayim v'toch, case number two, which we said was that the inside and the outside, and also the base tzeva, which we'll discuss again in tomorrow's shiur, what exactly that was. We had talked about it a little bit yesterday. So we'd said that we view them for kachim as to be totally connected, but for truma, we view each one separately. View matami, this one, midrabanan, so that one's not tami midrabanan. So why over here are we concerned? What's the dora daraisa? So he says, apogav de bekelim shenitmu achor bimashkin de tumi rabbanan. Even though under normal circumstances, we're dealing over here with a tumi midrabanan, the liquids which were only tami midrabanan went and touched it. So normally, we could have argued that it should be just what they touched and not the other areas. Nevertheless, miu ha da'amir rabbanan mashkin metamim kli mishum gzera demashke zov zovahu could go to roko umemi raglov. The reasoning is, why did the rabbis institute this din the rabbanan that liquids can become a item that can be metame even kalim? They act like a rishon and can be metame kalim. So why is that so? So that's because there are avatumas such as the roke, the spittle of azov and azova, or the urine. So these are avatumas midaraisa. Bami metame kli midaraisa. They're capable of being metame kli midaraisa. And therefore, ubetuma daraisa in chiluk beklishet ben acharayim lesocho. And by tuma daraisa, we say, with the exception of a kli cheres, that if you touch it anywhere, the entire kli is tummy, not just the outside part that you touch, but the inside would be tummy as well. So Rashi says the entire kli is tummy. So therefore, theoretically, there are examples where a liquid would touch the outside and make the entire kli, the acharayim, the toch, the base seva, all tummy. So therefore, in this situation as well, we are so daraisa, darora daraisa, so therefore we're gozer for this on both the Kodesh and Chulin Shinasu Ataras Kodesh. That's number two. Number three, we said no se amedris, nami chashash tuma daraisi. We said that you're allowed by truma to hold in one hand a medris and hold a barrel that's earthenware barrel in the other hand, and we're not concerned that the things inside of it will become tummy. But by kachim we don't. By Kodesh we don't. Why is that? What's the drora doraisa? Kidim farish b'gemara. The gemara is going to tell us. Ma'isahaya shenoflo ritzua sasandol avir chobis. There was a case that happened that the ritzua of a sandal that was a medris actually then fell into the avir of the chobis, and therefore that would be a real din doraisa. And therefore, there's a drora doraisa over here. If you hold in one hand a medris, and the other hand you have this barrel, so even though they're not inside of it, the medris is not inside the barrel, the rabbi said here's a chashash drora daraisa, and therefore there were goes there both for Kodesh and for Chulish and Asu Ataras Kodesh. That's number three. Number four, big day ochle truma, we said with medris the Kodesh, but the garments that the person whose knees are only for truma on, they're a medris in regards to Kodesh. Why is that? Because Shema Yoshva Alein Ishto Nida. So therefore, chashash tuma daraisi, because maybe his wife actually sat on this, and therefore it's not just a concept of theory, but it's real medris, and therefore this medris will be able to be metame the kodesh, and therefore what goes it, this is a drora daraisa. And finally, the last one was the kelim hanigmarim. We said if you had utensils that were finished, even though there was no known reason that they became tameh, so by kachim we say we go and tovel them, by truma we don't. So that's because mishum tsinora the ama aris shema zovhu. So we have to be concerned with the utensils of the ama aris that maybe there was some spittle on them, there was this real avatuma on them, the spittle we said of a nidor or of a zover is capable of being with tameh kalim, and therefore this would be a real din daraisa. So there's the drora daraisa. That's the last of the first five cases. Again, number six was the chatzitza case, so that was already, according to Rabbi Law, already listed. So therefore, these all have a drora daraisa, and that's why the rabbis were gozer for these first five, bein kodesh, bein l'chulish, and asu atarasa kodesh. As opposed to the last five, they were not gozer such a gzera. So again, read back the Gemara. Chamesh kamaisa, this ludra to tumim deraisa, gazubu rabbanim, bein lekodesh, bein lechulish, and atzwa taras kodesh. But the basraisa, the last five, the last luhu drora, the tumim deraisa, there is no potential over here for tumim deraisa. Why is that? We'll explain that in a moment. But since there was no concern of a drora of tumim deraisa, so the rabbis will only gozer in this situation, Gazru b'hu rabbanon lekodesh. They only gozer in this situation for kodesh. However, lechulin shenasu al taras hakodesh lo gazru b'hu rabbanon. The rabbis were not gozer. Now, what are these last five? So, this is number 7 in the list that we had in the Mishnah. So, this one was that we said that the utensil can combine all of the, let's say, muffins that were inside of this utensil. You had a whole bunch of challah rolls in the utensil. And a tummy person touched one of them, so he only touched this one. It's a separate entity, so only that one should be tummy. But we said if it's in a utensil, so it's in a tray, and the tummy person touches one of them, so all of them become tummy. That din is only by kodesh and not by truma. There's no drawer d'oraisa. This is an entirely total din d'rabbanan, that the utensil can combine all of them, so there's no potential for this being a d'oraisa. So therefore, the rabbis will not go there in this situation on kodesh and chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. The pattern for all of these is, and now let's read the Gemara. The pattern over here is that the rabbis were gozer b'rabbanan l'kodesh, however, l'chulin shenasu l'taras kodesh lo gozer b'hu. So that's case number 7. What's case number 8? Case number 8 was the din that tumah by kodesh goes to revi, as opposed to it goes to a shlishi. So Rashi's understanding of this is that this is a totally din d'rabbanan, that this going down to a shlishi or going down to revi is a d'rabbanan. So therefore, there's no potential here for a drora d'oraisa, and therefore, that's why the rabbis were not gozer for chulin shenasu al taras kodesh. They only gozer in this situation for kodesh. Tosos disagrees. In the Tosos Basraisa, the second Basraisa, the two Tosos of the Dibur HaMasa Basraisa, so in the second Tosos, he says, Tema, Lari, Hari Revi, Bekodesh, Diktani, Ushlishi, Betuma, Davu Daraisa, Kidise Besota, on Dav Chav Tes. So therefore, Tosos has a different understanding. And he says, Will Kamon, Eforesh, Be Ezra Hashem, Velo Kepirish Rashi, and not like Rashi. So, well, this is later on, this is in the Gemara on Dav Chav Gimel. That's what Tosos is going to explain. So we'll leave it for there. And right now, we'll understand simple like Rashi, that the 8th listing in the Mishnah, number 2 of the last 5, that one is simply totally the Rabbanon. This concept of Shlishi and Revi is totally the Rabbanon. Therefore, there's no potential for it being a drawer d'oraisa. Case number 9, 10, and 11, the last 3, they're also very simple to understand, that there's no drawer d'oraisa because they're all totally the Rabbanon. Number 9 is that one hand is Tameh, so then the other hand is automatically Tameh by Kodesh, but not by Truma. When they touch each other, it's still not going to be Tameh by Truma, but it's going to be Tameh by Kodesh. So that concept of the hand becoming Tameh is a pure Din D'Rabbanan. Minat Torah, only the whole body can become Tameh. So that's number 9. Number 10 is, we said that you're not allowed to go and eat Kodesh that is dry with your Tameh hands, even though your hands are dry as well. Even though there's no water involved, so the rabbis made a gzeir over here that you're not allowed to have this by kodesh. As opposed to truma, if your hands are tame, but the truma is dry, you'd be allowed to go and touch it and eat it, because you can't be metame it with your dry hands. The concept of yadayim misuavos be metame only works through water, and therefore, in this situation, there's no drora d'oraisa, it's pure tuma. And finally, the 11th and last one of the 5, and that is that the onein and the mechusa kippurim, they have to go and do an additional tefillah before they go and eat kodesh, but they don't have to do this for truma. So that's, again, a total rabbinical enactment that doesn't have a drawer d'oraisa to it, and therefore, that's why the rabbis in this situation will go there only on kodesh for the last 5, but not for chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. That concludes the opinion of Rabbi Law, that 1 and 6 are the same. They're both dealing with chatzitza. There's a total of 10 in the Mishnah, and the first 5, the rabbis will go there both for Kodesh and Chulin Shenatzu al Taras Kodesh. And the last 5, they only go there for Kodesh, but not for Chulin Shenatzu al Taras Kodesh. Nice and neat package, Rabbi Eloi. Rava disagrees. Rava says there are 11 things in the Mishnah. And his reasoning is as follows. Rava Omar, mi deseifa, havi mishum chatzisa. Since case number 6, with the knotted clothing, that you have to go and undo the knots and then dry it off, and only then immerse it, and then you can tie it, that's a din of chatzisa. So mi deseifa, havi mishum chatzisa. Obviously then, reisha, the first case, the kli besoch kli, is la mishum chatzisa. It's not based upon chatzisa. It's a totally separate reasoning. There are 11 things that we have, not that we duplicate chatzisa. So, what is number 1 if it's not chatzitza? Veresha, hainu taima. This is the reasoning that the rabbis were gozer in the reisha, kli besoch kli. This is a special gzera that they only did for kodesh and not for truma. Gzera, shelo yatbil mechotin vitzinoros, bechli she'ein bepiv kishfol feres hanod. What is this? That's a mouthful. So there's a gzeir over here that the rabbi said, if we were to allow you to put a kli, but so kli, it has nothing to do with the chatzitza, it may come to lead you, if you could put one kli in another kli, you may end up putting a machat, machatin, that we said was the needles, small little needles, and the tsinoros, those were those little tiny forks that the gold spinners used to use in spinning gold and making the utensils with gold. The goldsmiths would use this, so they needed this little fork, this tsinor, and these are so small that you might have gone and put them into a kli in a mikvah and then immersed them both into the mikvah, even though this kli, however, doesn't have an opening to it that is the size of shoferes hanod, which we'll explain in a moment what it is. A node is a leather pouch, and the opening to this pouch, which was the size of a certain tube, a shoferes. A shoferes is a tube. And this size is essential and is necessary for water to be able to be considered going from the outside to the inside. And if we allowed you to put a kli, besoch kli, so then you may come to think that you could also put these mechotin, these needles, and these sinoros, these little forks for spinning, you might have thought you could put them into a container, even though the container doesn't have an opening the size of shoferes hanod. And that's why the rabbis would go there. It has nothing to do with chatzitza. It has to do with this concept of shoferes hanod, which is kiditnan, like we have in the Mishnah in Mikvos. It tells us over there that Erev Mikvos, if you want to connect two mikvahs together, so you do something that connects the two with the tube. So therefore, the water flows, so to say, from one to the other. How big does that connection have to be? So if you want to connect two mikvahs, it has to be Shoferes Hanod, Ka'ovya, and we turn to Chav Bezo and Aleph, the Kichalola. So it has to be the amount that would take up from the thickness of this tube and the opening. So it's the outer circumference of this tube. And how big is this? Bishtei etzbos chozros l'mkomot. That you could insert two fingers, your index finger and your middle finger, and you can insert them in and turn them around. And in this way, it's big enough to hold your fingers turning in there. That is the minimal size to be able to connect two mikvahs together. That's the minimal size that water, so to say, goes from one place to another place. And therefore, if you put the machatin or the tsinoros into something that had less than a shoferes hanod, it wouldn't be considered immersed in the mikvah. Even though there's water inside, it's not considered halachically in the mikvah. It's considered inside this container that has less than the opening of a shoferes hanod. And therefore, the rabbi said, if we allow you to do kli besoch kli, you may come to mistakenly put a machat or a tzinor into a kli that's smaller than shoferes hanod. And therefore, they said, for kodesh, don't do this at all, not inside a shoferes hanod or smaller than a shoferes hanod type of a container. And not even if it's a big open kli, inside another big open kli, you still can't do it. That's the gzeirah. Now, this sheet of Rava is perfectly in accord with Savar law. Rava held Kihad the Amar of Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua. Rava held like this opinion of Rav Nachman, who said it over the name of Rabba Baravua. What is that? That Achas Esrei Malo Shanu Kan, that our Mishnah has 11 categories, and the first six here is not one and six are the same chatzitza. No, one is different. One is this gezerah because of shoferes hanod, and six is because of chatzitza. So all six of these first ones, there's a drorah d'oraisa to them. Sheish Rishonos Bein LeKodesh Bein LeChulin Shnatzu Altaras HaKodesh, because of this drora d'araisa idea. So therefore, the rabbis would go there for kodesh, that is kodesh itself, and even chulin shenatzu taras kodesh, as opposed to the last five, number 7 through 11. Here again, there's no drora d'araisa, so therefore they were not gozer on anything other than kodesh. Achronis, last five, the kodesh they were gozer. However, avolo lechulin shenatzu altaras hakodesh, they were not gozer in this situation for chulin shenatzu altaras hakodesh. So we have basically wrapped up nicely Rabbi Law, we've wrapped up nicely Rava, 10 verses 11, whether there's the first 5/6, it's one unit, the last 5 are another unit, the first 5, according to Bein Rabbi Loi, and according to Rava, the first 6, that's for both Kodesh and Chulin Shenatzu Altaras HaKodesh, and the last 5, Bein LaRava, Bein Rabbi Loi, are only for Kodesh, but not for Chulin Shenatzu Altaras HaKodesh. That's today's Shia. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're going to open up with the question, what's the difference between these two? Is there any practical difference, nafkamina, between these Shitas of Rabbi Law and Rav Papa? So it's a relatively short Shia today. Time to chazer it. With this, we conclude today's Shia.